gentlemen, welcome to the War Room. This will be our final live broadcast before we take a couple days off for December. So let's make it a big one. Let's make it a good one. We have a lot of information to go through pertaining to the Jeffrey Epstein file release. The latest tranche was delivered. It had Trump's name in it quite a bit. Other people have figured out that the method that they used to redact a lot of these articles is easily undone. Basically, they just overlaid a black box over the text, and you can just copy and paste the text that's underneath the black box. So people are unredacting these documents pretty rapidly, and we'll show you, you know, what's been redacted, and we can speculate why. I imagine this would be a useful thing for AI if, you know, if the government was competent and didn't accidentally release easily unredactable things. I always wonder if AI could go through and see the length of the redaction and judge how many letters there are and what the letters are made out of. I bet you could get pretty sophisticated with that and be able to unredact things through AI, but you don't need to because the government's just incompetent. You can just copy and paste, kind of like the Obama birth certificate, kind of like the video from Jeffrey Epstein's jail cell that had a minute missing. You know, part of me thinks, is the government really this incompetent, or are they kind of doing this on purpose, right? You release the Obama birth certificate with layers still embedded, so you can take it into Photoshop and just see where the real original document was and where the stuff they added on top was. And it's like, there's no way they're this stupid. I mean, everybody, I don't know, if you've ever done graphic design, if you've ever done anything where you finalize, you publish a final media file, this is like basic stuff. When you're, you know, publishing a PDF, you go on Adobe and you click whatever the option is for merge all layers. Obviously, like, so are they that incompetent, or is it on purpose? Are they doing this almost to show their hand a little bit? Because in a way, that's what it feels like. It feels like a prank. It feels like a, I don't know, you know, it's just like something like a bully would do. Like, they know you can't do anything about it, right? And like, the fact is, with the Obama birth certificate, and I believe with the Epstein things, the Epstein files, I mean, it's still up, right? So people realize you could download the file from the official government server that they claimed was the Obama birth certificate. You could take it into Photoshop, separate it. And that was discovered like within a day of them publishing it. It's been 10 years. It's still up there. You can still go download it to this day. So obviously they don't care about that. You know, maybe that would be an admission of guilt. So they don't want to go in and scramble and replace it. So then people go, haha, we got you. But like, no, we got you. No, it's a fake document. Anybody with Photoshop or any other free Photoshop alternative can see that's a fake document. Well, the same thing's happening with these redactions. And some of the redactions really don't make any sense. People have unredacted the stuff, and it's like, why did they redact this at all? So we're going to go through the Epstein files, obviously. I mean, look, the size of this. Our poor printer. All of our Epstein files. And I just have dozens of stories about this with all the information coming out. And we'll get into this, and I'll look at some of this, but really what I want to do is zoom out. Not necessarily dig into the nitty-gritty details of this, because all of it is it's like, you know, okay, we'll look at a document that is the report from an interview that was carried out with a witness to something somebody else said. So it's like, what is even the evidentiary value of this? We'll get into it. I mean, I'll explain it, but it's like kind of exhausting having to be like, This isn't a confirmed claim. This is a rumor that was spread to this person who claimed it was this. And it's not as valuable as you might think. What's valuable are the connections. What's valuable is using what we're getting from this file to elucidate the constellation of criminals that run our country. And that's really what the Epstein files are about. More so than the women that were abused. Because I know, like, you know, the Democrats and even Thomas Massie is like, this is about justice for the women. I agree. These women do need justice. It's incumbent on our government to provide it to them. I'm not trying to downplay that. This is about a lot more than abused women. This is about the power structure that rules and is destroying our world. We're going to get into that. And we're not just going to talk about Epstein. We're going to talk about Larry Summers and Larry Ellison and Larry Fink. Why are they all named Larry?
challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy a new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones Backup Network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com. Annihilate.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The War Room. We're going to talk a lot about Jeffrey Epstein today. We got other stories to get into as well. Crazy stories from across the world. And we may even dip our toes in the drama. Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be a break from normal? What if we talked about Candace Owens? We might have to. It's not just Candace Owens. Candace Owens et al. Candace Owens and others. It's a very frustrating thing. It's every Christmas, too. At least the last couple of Christmases. I don't know what it is about Christmas. It makes everybody hate Alex Jones. It's very weird. Last year it was the Elon Musk thing, and the whole time, Alex is trying to keep the ship afloat. Trying to keep moving in the right direction. And the latest one with Candace, I mean, it really is bizarre, like actually suspicious how yesterday, all of the sudden, there were like 15 really big accounts all posting short, out of context, old clips of Alex Jones saying things that aren't even objective or wrong or anything, but clearly trying to frame Alex as a Zionist to discredit him. And I have to say, like, it's really bizarre. I'm like as anti-Zionist as you can get and always have been. And I'll call them out, you know, constantly. But like one of the things you realize when you get in this mix is like, I really think that the anti-Zionists have seen the way the Zionists will lie, they'll manipulate, they'll do all this crazy stuff. And so in a way, they're like, okay, this is war. There are no rules or laws in war. I get to do whatever I want. They lie, so I'm going to lie. And they just lie. And it's crazy how much and how obviously and how blatantly they lie. Like to a really like almost disturbing degree, because not only am I disturbed by their willingness to lie in a flagrant way. I did a Twitter space with this guy, Solomon, who's like, you know, the biggest anti-Zionist, whatever, on X. And it's just always this BS. I hear Matt Baker calls me and is like, you know, they've been talking trash about you for like 2 hours because they were claiming, again, it's just like so complicated, but like, I am the guy who a month before Charlie Kirk was murdered, broke the news that he was going to be killed by Israel, right? Now, ever since then, I've been open to that possibility. I've also been open to the possibility it was Tyler Robinson or a third party that we aren't even aware of. It's all possible. I've seen no conclusive evidence on one side or the other. That being said, the one thing that has made me kind of back away from the Israel did it concept, mindset, is the fact that they haven't really gotten anything out of this. I mean, they're kind of trying to take over TPUSA, but they kind of were in charge of it already. Like, they didn't need to, I don't know. I think they would have picked like a Palestinian, or they would have picked a Nick Fuentes supporter to blame it on if it was. So it's like ever since the assassination, I haven't seen a lot of evidence that it was like, aha, this is why they did it. This makes sense. What has happened is that the left in this country has seized on the assassination of Charlie Kirk as a shining example of what they want to do. The left has benefited. The left has taken credit for it. The left called for his death. The left was not punished in any meaningful way. And so the left is benefiting from this massively. So then I put out a tweet saying basically that, and I think it may have even been in response to the idea that Tim Pool got shot at or his house got shot up. And I said, this is because, you know, the federal government didn't do anything to punish the left after Charlie Kirk's murder. Because again, it's like, I don't know who killed Charlie Kirk. I am not God. I do not have omniscience. I cannot say one way or the other who really did it. I'm suspicious of the official story. I haven't seen any, you know, speculation that's entirely convincing. So, you know, it's kind of up in the air. That being said, there's a perception that is meaningful on the left that they killed Charlie Kirk. To the left, they're walking around going, we killed Charlie Kirk. We got away with it. Who are we going to kill next? So whether or not they did kill Charlie Kirk, that is the belief that is informing their behavior, and it is the belief that will inform their behavior into the future. So it almost has to be treated as if it's true, even if it's not, because they believe it's true, and therefore it's directing their... You see the guy on the left there? You see the guy on the left? Pull up that picture again. Picture of Candace and Charlie Kirk. I think I spotted something. My eagle eye. You see it right there? That little hat. Oh, and they're reading the Jerusalem Post. Busted. Candace Owens, puppet of the Jews. See that right there? There she is in a picture with a man with a tiny hat. We got her, folks. We got her. So all this is to say, so, you know, I put out a tweet basically going, hey, the left is really making hay with this whole Charlie Kirk assassination. Soleiman, this liar, goes, Harrison's now saying it's the left that killed Charlie Kirk. I guess he got the call. I guess he's not allowed to say it's Israel anymore. And apparently they're talking crap about me for like an hour. Matt Baker calls me and is like, you should probably come in here and defend yourself. It's the biggest space on X right now. So I go in. I only have 10 minutes. And I just go, what? What do you want, Soleiman? Ask me your questions. He asked me. I tell him straight up. Exactly as I just laid it out, right? I hang up within 10 seconds, Soleiman is telling everybody in the space that I just said the exact opposite of what I actually said. It's crazy. Like, that's what I mean. And the reason I'm like spending so long telling you this is because you have to understand what it's like to deal with these people. That I can go on a space. I don't even want to do it. I don't even care what these people are saying. But I go on because apparently Matt Baker's in there like defending me for like an hour. Because anybody who actually pays attention to this stuff, anybody who's actually in the mix and has been to InfoWars Studio and has met us, talked to us behind the scenes, interacted with us ever in any meaningful way, everybody tells you we're the real deal. Everybody knows we're the most honest people you can possibly find in media, and that includes the dissident right wing. It's like actually not beneficial for us to be as honest as we are. It'd be a lot easier to play the grifting game. But like literally, I go on this space, they go, do you think... You're like, who do you think killed Charlie Kirk? And I go, I don't know. My top suspect is Israel. I think they are probably, you know, if I had to bet, you know, if I had to put money on it, I had to make a choice, I'd put it on Israel. I think it's pretty good, pretty big bet. But on the other hand, I don't have definitive proof for that. That's based on a lot of speculation on my part and a lot of insinuation or just historical, you know, pattern recognizing. But on the other end, and I think there's a lot of shady stuff about the official story, but they're about to have a trial. We're about to see all the evidence laid out. I'm open to being convinced. I'm willing to accept that that's the case. Yeah, here I posted out. Went on Sheikh Suleiman's space yesterday to address questions about my Charlie Kirk tweet and tried to explain once again why being against a Muslim takeover of the West is not a Zionist position, because that's what he tries to get into. But it was just baffling to me that I spent 10 minutes going, I don't know who killed Charlie Kirk. I suspect it was Israel. But, you know, it could have very well been the left. And regardless of who actually did it, the left believes they did it. So therefore, you know, we have to take that into account when dealing with the left. Okay, thanks for having me on, Soleiman. Click, hang up. And I go back and watch a recording later. 10 seconds after I leave, he's going, so there you heard, Harrison said he thinks the left killed Charlie Kirk. And so other people in space be like, I don't think he said that. And it's like, well, yeah, he did say that, though. But he basically did say that. And then they just would go on and talk about it as if that's what I said. And it's just like, and then they're like, oh, but we want to do a debate now. And it's like, no, you're just liars. You people just lie. Stu Peters yesterday did the same thing. Stu Peters, he doesn't tag me. That's a telling thing. Stu Peters tweets out, Harrison Smith told me I was banned from the studio because Alex Jones is controlled by Zionists. Something like that. But he doesn't tag me. He writes my name out, but he doesn't want me to see it, apparently. But somebody sends it to me, so I just respond to him. You're lying. Post the clip. No clip. No clips gets posted because I didn't say that. Because he's lying. So that's the thing. And then they're like, oh, well. And they just do this thing where they lie about you to demonize you, to lower your credibility. They don't actually, you know, confront what you say. They just misrepresent what you say. The one that's going viral right now, it's Alex Jones being like, the Wailing Wall? I'd love to touch the Wailing Wall for its history. I'd love to touch Stonehenge. I'd love to touch the Wailing Wall. These are living reminders of thousands of years of human history. This is amazing stuff. And this gets posted with just like, Alex Jones, Zionist, says he would love to kiss the Wailing Wall. And it's like, because he likes history. Like, what are you talking about? Why? And that, to me, is the most baffling part, is like the headline, the label of the video is just completely at odds with what the video shows. But then people are posting a video going, ha ha, proof. And it's like, is everybody stupid or are you all lying? I don't know which one it is, but it's got to be one of these. And I know for the Stu Peters and the Solomons out there, they're lying. They're lying. So I don't know what it is about anti-Zionists that think that there's like a clever way to do things, but they lie all the time and in a really blatant and obvious and offensive way to people who they then want to, like, then Stu Peters like, so you want to invite me in studio? And it's like, no. Why would I do that? You said to insult and lie about us. And then it's like, so now you have to invite me on your show or else I'm right. What are you talking about? Yeah, so this video, as well as like three others, all got posted endlessly yesterday. And it's Alex literally, he's just like explaining it. It's not hard to comprehend what he's saying. He's like, I have no loyalty to Israel. I've never been there. I don't give a crap about it. I mean, the absurd thing is, of course, if you actually watch InfoWars or the shows, like the people actually listening to me now are actually the one people in the world that don't need to hear this. You actually know all of this, so I'm sorry for venting to you. But like, it is the most frustrating thing ever. And I gotta say, ever since Owen Schroyer left, I've been nothing but, you know, nothing but offered him goodwill. And he's never, you know, done anything to me. He's never come back at me for any reason. So it's not been about him necessarily. But I did say when he first left InfoWars, and Alex has sort of given him the tanning on air. I was like, Owen in his stream where he talked about quitting, he never said he was fired. And he complained sort of about things that he wasn't happy about. But he didn't say it was that he was being censored or anything. And so I didn't think it was that big of a deal. I was like, well, you know, he could have, you know, Owen could have frankly gone the David Knight route and been like, oh, I was fired. I was being silenced. He didn't do that. In all fairness, he didn't do that. But he combined complaints about Alex with his, you know, I'm leaving InfoWars stream. And it clearly, and whether it was deliberate or not, it obviously gave people the impression, people left that stream believing that Owen Schroyer had been fired because he wouldn't say what Alex wanted him to say. And I said at the time, I said, look, Owen, on air, I said, I think you should apologize. I think you should make a video to come out and go, look, I just want to set the record straight. Alex never censored me. I was not fired. On my stream, I vented and I, you know, may have given the wrong impression. I just want to make it perfectly clear. And I said in my stream, I quit. I was not fired. I quit on my own volition because of, you know, issues I had. But Alex Jones never silenced me. He never told me what to say. Because that's the truth. And it actually would have been a nice thing for Owen to do. Not only would it have smoothed things over with him and Alex, it would have actually made him look like a good guy. Because, hey, if that wasn't his intention, if he really, you know, made a stream innocently you know, saying I quit from InfoWars and it accidentally gave everybody the wrong impression, wouldn't you want to go correct the record? So I do wish Owen the best. I do like him personally. You know, I got nothing against him. That being said, he's playing up this grift to a really annoying degree, where it's like so many times a day I have people being like, you better get out of there while you can, or else, you know, you're going to get the Owen treatment, just like Owen got. And it's like, I have been more anti-Israel for many, many years longer than Owen has been anti-Israel. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? And so what's happened is that Owen is kind of leaning into this. And now, you know, his broadcast is like almost entirely about Zionism. Now, no offense, but that is literally the easiest grift in the entire world. And I get it, right? He's starting out. He wants to, you know, build up his audience. So he's going to say the things that are popular. And I really do think that's what's happening. But it just shows the warped view people get from like liars on Twitter, you know, misapplying things. It's ridiculous. And it's like it. And the thing that is really the most frustrating about it is that it doesn't, like, there's a couple things. For one, any one of their little minuscule lies takes like 15 minutes to unwind and debunk and explain, you know, why they're wrong. So it's just exhausting to have to do that. Then if you do it, it doesn't matter, right? I go on with Solomon. I spend 10 minutes very clearly explaining my position. I leave. He completely misrepresents my position and continues to talk crap about me. Okay, why would I ever go on again? Like, why would I ever debate you? Why would I ever deal with somebody so dishonest, so ill-natured? Like, it's ridiculous. It's exhausting. It's infuriating. And these people believe him. And at the end of the day, I don't even understand what the argument's about. This is the thing with Candace Owens. All right, maybe I should just move on. I don't know. I could literally spend the entire show rambling about all of this because it's so multifaceted and confusing. I'll just say about Candace Owens, it is such a black hole maelstrom of speculation, her show. It is not valuable. It's not helpful. It's not informative. It's just not. And I've watched a lot of her episodes. I stopped watching them a little while ago because there was never any substance. There was never anything to sink your teeth into. There was a lot of insinuation. There was a lot of gossipy kind of stuff. There was a lot of, oh, I know, but I can't tell you. Do tune in tomorrow. And it's like, what? Give me something to understand. Give me something to sink my teeth into. What is the claim you're making? And you're just like, there is no claim. There is no claim. There's a million contradictory debunking of claims. I'm not even sure what they're debunking. Like, it's nonsense. I'm sorry. It's complete nonsense. And the problem is that if she does have something real, it's so enveloped in layer upon layer of nonsense that I don't even know what to make of it. So I said something like this on X. I said, you know, I've watched Candace Owens and I mean, she came out with a text message about 2 months ago that showed Charlie Kirk saying, I have no choice but to leave the Israeli cause. Now, that was sent to her from somebody inside the government because Andrew Kolvitz himself, second in command, the guy who took over TPUSA administration after Charlie Kirk, Charlie Kirk's partner, basically, was like, oh, yeah, that was my screenshot. I sent that into the FBI, meaning to me that Andrew Kolvitz suspected Israel may have had something to do with the assassination and was informing the FBI as to that fact. So maybe that would make him a little less suspicious. That never seems to get incorporated into the storyline. Okay. So she came out with that text message that it was actually Andrew Kolvitz, one of the bad guys, who actually came out with that text message, but Candace Owens published it. That was 2 months ago. I haven't seen anything since then at all, basically. What is a single claim that she's made? So when somebody on X sends me an episode, it's like, check out this episode. It's bombshell. I watched it for 20 minutes. I had a notepad. I'm going to write down the actual claim she's making. And the actual claim she made in 20 minutes of broadcasts about this exact thing. In fact, I don't even remember. What was it? It was that Colvitt lied about the spine stopping the bullet because the surgeon said the bullet fragmented. And it's like, okay. So doesn't that disprove your whole thing about the .30-06 had to go through his body? So you just like casually drop in like, no, the bullet fragmented. That's why it didn't escape. It's like, okay, that's a good excuse. Like, or that's like a good reason as to why that would be the case. Doesn't that disprove all the speculation about the .30-06 that we've been talking about for several weeks? But we're just going to gloss right over that and talk about how this contradicts Andrew Colvitt relating that Charlie Kirk's spine stopped the bullet. I mean, it's just like, okay, what is that claim? That Andrew Colvitt just made that up? He made up that his spine stopped the bullet, when in reality, there was a better explanation that was more logical and consistent. What would be the motivation of him doing that? Why would he write the thing about the spine if it is A, not true, not told to him by a surgeon, and there's actually a real explanation that the bullet fragmented, shattered, and was made to, as Candace puts it, turn to powder upon impact so it doesn't ricochet, but it ricocheted on his spine? It's like, yes, what are you talking about? Like, this is the thing. It's just low IQ stuff, man. It's just, if you're dumb, I guess this makes sense. If you're dumb, I guess this is a compelling testimony. But like, if you actually think about it, actually parse it through a logical filter, it doesn't mean anything. What she's saying isn't consistent, isn't meaningful. It's not a bombshell. It's literally nothing. Okay, that was one claim. The next claim was that the feds tried to stop the surgeon from cleaning up Charlie's body. And this is one of those things where it's like, if you're Candace Owens, no matter what happened, you can make it look bad. Okay? So apparently the story is that the surgeon fails to save Charlie. Charlie dies. He's dead. The feds come in and basically say, if there's nothing more we can do for Charlie, if he's gone and that's it, then we need everybody to leave the body alone. Don't touch it. Don't move it. Don't do anything with it. Is that a suspicious way to act? Maybe. So anyway, then the surgeon is like, but I want to make him look nice for when his wife gets here. And the FBI guys are like, sorry, our orders are to protect the body. You know, it would be nice to have it freshened up for the wife, but like, we're trying to preserve evidence here. And then the surgeon calls somebody in politics who then calls the FBI and gets the guys to stand down so the surgeon can go in and freshen up Charlie. And she presents this as if this is like, why was the FBI trying to stop the surgeon from freshening up the body? And it's like, well, why was the surgeon trying to freshen up the body? What? Who is the surgeon calling in DC that has the power to override the FBI? That's a lot more suspicious. So it's like, what are you even presenting? And couldn't you present the opposite? Couldn't you, if you were suspicious of the surgeon guy, couldn't you go, why did he want to clean up Charlie's body? Who did he call? Who was pulling the strings to get the FBI agents to abandon the evidence so it could be manipulated? It could go both ways. But when she presents it, it's like, wow, crazy. That surgeon clearly was in on it, or the FBI was in on it. I don't even know what the claim is. It is so low IQ, I can't even debunk it because it's not a claim. It doesn't mean anything. But then finally she says, well, you know, the police looked over the area where the rifle was found, didn't find a rifle. Then the FBI showed up and then they found the rifle. Okay, that's suspicious. Can we get some detail on that? Any detail? Any amount of detail?
Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot do this without you. You're the reason we're here. You're our sponsor. You are what keeps us on air. And we are launching today through the 23rd of December, the final days of Christmas sale at thealexshowstore.com. 60% off on our best-selling ultramethylene blue, Irish sea moss gummies, and Shilajit gummies, and more. If you haven't tried our ultramethylene blue that is the strongest, best out there that we found, bar none, you're crazy. What it does for your mitochondria, your energy, your stamina, with no letdown, is insane. It's so good for you. Just research the studies. We have medical grade. We have the best. And you've seen all our guests and others that come in here, and they're just blown away by it, including those who are already taking methylene blue. They're like, wow, this is way stronger, way better. It's amazing. I'm challenging all of you. I'm challenging everybody to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds. We are in the red. I met with accountants this morning. Not too bad, but we're there. And we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy a new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and get 50% off on all future orders in perpetuity until you decide to cancel. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition, over 700 designs at thealexjonesstore.com. So my challenge to all of you is this. Get a bottle of ultramethylene blue for 60% off right now, and then you're going to be blown away and reorder it. You've heard all the people call in with their testimonials. This is the real deal. The best salesmen sell the best products. I promote and sell freedom. I promote and sell stopping the globalist. You know my information is the most accurate out there. Why on earth would you think that I would tell you this will change your life? The Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the bovine colostrum, ultimate life force, spike protein, cardiovascular detox. All these are kick-butt products. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Please do your Christmas shopping there. We need your support. It's a win-win for everybody. You keep this operation. It's a true thorn on the side of the globalists on the air. And separately, the classic nitric boost. Dr. Judy Mikovits, you know, I didn't know she knew about it. She bought it. So this is the best formula for your heart and for spike protein and for everything else. And men notice it the morning when they wake up. It is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost. All of you need these products. Take action now.
Whoa, dude, is that methylene blue? This house really knows me.
Oh, wow, Shilajit gummies. I gotta hide these from Melania. She loved them bigly. These sure taste great, and they're good for me, too. You can buy me now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You know, it's funny. I was just thinking about coming back in and just being completely on the opposite side. So I'll just read comments during. And again, I don't know what world you people live in. Honestly, it's very frustrating. But the thing is, it's like I was like, okay, because you know, it's always the funny way to do things is, you know, I could pretend to be anti-Israel. I could pretend to be pro-Israel. And just be like, the babies deserved it. Duh. Yeah, we're going to bomb Iran with a nuke if you don't help us. You have to help us. We're chosen. Like, you know, you just sort of take their position and, you know, expand it to the maximal degree in order to mock or parody it. And I was thinking about doing that with Candace. But, like, the thing is, the point I was making is that, like, Candace doesn't, there's nothing to come out and be like, she's right. This and this and that. There's no claims. And the reason why it's so like confusing and weird to me is because it's like if you don't watch her every day and like keep, I guess, notes or something, or like keep in your head who she's talking about or what she's referencing, you can't just like drop in. Like the way this should work is there should be a claim, the evidence of that claim, and then, you know, how that claim fits into the wider pattern going on. That would be easy to understand. But it's like the first you hear about it is like Candace being like, we have proof that Mitch was at the base. And you're like, who? What? And you got to like backtrack and you got to be like, wait, they're trying to prove this guy was on a base. So I guess this guy said he saw people, but he said he saw different people and he was using a different name, but now he has a new name and he saw these people and now there's evidence. So it's like, but what is the claim? What are we talking about here? So as far as I can understand it, some guy got in contact with Candace Owens. Apparently, again, it's just like, if I was an intel agency, boy, would I be making use of this. One of the most popular podcaster in the world takes unsolicited anonymous emails and runs with it. If you can fabricate a couple of pieces of evidence, okay, let's do that. Like, I would absolutely be doing that if I was an intelligence agency. Because, I mean, I don't doubt that Candace Owens is practiced in, like, fact-checking, running down people's backgrounds, but especially with AI and the possibilities they have now, I mean, they can create entire networks of people that don't exist to all, you know, guarantee. The man identified only as Mitch said he saw Erica Kirk and Charlie Kirk's head of security at a military base in Arizona. Owens made it clear it was an eyewitness account shared on her show, not an official finding. And so then the whole thing devolves into arguments about whether this guy was there and whether the people that he said were there were able to be there at the right time. And the whole time everybody's debating about it and there's videos for the guys in Congress when they say that he's in this meeting and but could he gotten from Dallas to wherever? And it's like the whole time I'm going, what is the claim? Okay, let's say they have absolute bombshell, dead to rights proof of exactly what this guy said, this Mitch guy, whoever Mitch is, who was called Michael in the police reports and who had a different name when he first contacted Candace. Let's say everything he said is true. Well, what does it mean? What have you proven? What would it mean that Erica Kirk and TPUSA's head of security was at a meeting? What is the claim? That was a planning meeting? Was the assassin there? How does this relate to the Egyptian plane? Like, what is the claim here? The claim, as far as I can understand it, is that there was a meeting with Erica Kirk and Cabot Phillips and the head of TPUSA security and a bunch of generals in a military base. Okay. What does that prove? What does that mean? This is what I mean. It's like people will argue endlessly, threads of 1,000 replies about whether the dates on the ticket were the right time zone and da 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 da. And it's like, what is all of this arguing about when I don't even understand what the claim itself is. Did he hear the meeting? Did he witness them planning the shooting in the meeting? Is there no other reason? Is there an innocent reason why these people might be in a meeting? Do we have any proof that there was a meeting at all? Like, what are we talking about here? What is this? What is it? I honestly, like, what is the claim that's being made? What is the claim? I had the same thing with my co-host, John, Lebanon John from Moonbase Live. He was talking about Erica Kirk. And I just kept saying, what is the claim you're making, dude? And he's like, well, she has this like Romanian charity where they got busted for human sex trafficking. It's like, and so therefore she killed Charlie Kirk. What is the claim? What is the claim? And it's like, well, don't you know that Israel assassinates people? It's like, yes, obviously. What are we talking about? Candace Owens reveals eyewitnesses claims Charlie's widow met with his security night before husband's murder. How is that a bombshell? What does that mean? Why would Charlie Kirk's wife meeting with his head of security be suspicious? What are we talking about? This is what I mean. And you know, you sit there and you think, okay, you know, clearly I just need to watch the episode. You know, it'd be nice if somebody would write an article. It'd be nice if there's something to point to, some sort of infographic that could explain what the hell is going on. But I guess we'll sit through and we'll just audibly take in what Candace Owens says, and you watch the whole episode, and you're like, it was less clear now than it was at the beginning of the episode. Like, I got even less information. I know less about their claims. I thought her claim was that the lie about the spine was to cover up that they had the wrong caliber, but then she makes the claim that the surgeon said that the bullet was supposed to fracture and fragment when it hit something. So isn't that contradictory to her other claims before? Like, this is what I don't get. You go to watch an episode and you end up more confused at the end of it because there's no tangible, verifiable claims ever anywhere. And then when they do clarify the claims, it's like, what is this even supposed to mean? What am I missing? I'm genuinely curious. What am I missing? What do people think that I'm covering up? Like, that maybe is the most bizarre part, is they're like, the gaslighting's not working. I don't even know what I'm supposed to be gaslighting you about. I don't even know what the claims are. How can I be gaslighting you when I don't even know what you believe or care what you believe? Like, what are you talking about? What is the claim? The claim is, the FBI is suspicious? Wow. Thanks. Like, we didn't break the story about Kash Patel shutting down Tulsi Gabbard's investigation of foreign actors in this assassination. So what is the claim? TPOSA is controlled by Israel? Yes, we know. It always was. What is the claim? Erica Kirk? Like, I don't even get it. Like, again, with John on Moonbase Live, it was like, he's talking about like how the pictures of his of Charlie's kids don't look real, or how it's suspicious that there are no pictures of their kids' faces on the internet. And I'm like, so do you think the kids didn't exist? And he's like, no. I'm like, then what is the claim? What are we talking about? What is this? Well, the kids' pictures, it doesn't look like a real kid. It's like, so you think the kids don't exist? No, the kids exist. Okay. So what are we doing? Well, I just think that, you know, Erica wasn't really sad when Charlie died. Okay, so you think she spent 9 years of her life in an intimate relationship with a man, had 2 kids with him, and the whole time it's just straight up the Truman Show. It's just the Truman Show with his wife who secretly hates him and is just playing the part. I don't buy it. I'm sorry. I haven't seen evidence for it. And her having pyrotechnics at the memorial is not the bombshell thing I think other people are treating it as. So again, this is just the weird part. It's like, wow, you're going scorched earth on Candace. Am I? I don't know. It's not how it feels. I just think it's like she says things that are compelling to dumb people but don't actually mean anything or have any substance. Okay, so she posts this. Find your favorite podcaster, join the psychological operation to convince you Mitch was lying about having been at Fort Huacucua on 9/10. And it's like, now there's a psychological operation to convince you some dude named Mitch wasn't really at a fort, but now this police report confirms he was at the report, even though the name says Michael, not Mitch, and that proves us wrong. Who is trying to prove? What are you talking about? Genuinely, what? So pull that up again. So, okay, this is the bombshell proof. Two red siren alarms, right? Confirmed. It's been confirmed now. Whatever we're talking, whatever the claim is that we can't actually establish, it's been confirmed now. I mean, not really, because the claim is that Erica Kirk was there with Cabot Phillips and the head of TPUSA security. So that's the claim. That has not been confirmed by this at all, even slightly. So let's continue. Mitch said he was first taken outside by Captain Neff and questioned for a long time. After a long while, they made a decision to call the military police and report him as a possible bomb threat. As Mitch maintained, at that stage, there is, of course, a paper trail, and here we have it. Bomb dogs were called at 11:17 a.m. Well, bombshell. You know, bomb dogs were called. I guess that proves Candace Owens right and Erica Kirk killed her husband. What are we talking about? What does this have to do with anything? We cannot confirm as of yet. It is his memory of who he is convinced he saw coming out of that early morning meeting. We continue to focus our investigation on these points and remain open to the possibility that the people he believed he saw may have been misidentified. Okay. So there's a crazy man who had the police called on him because they thought that he was going to bomb a military base. But he believes he recognized people he didn't even know who they were until, I guess, 3 months after he saw them. Then he was shown a picture of them and said, yes, definitely, that's who I saw. And all we have to go on is his word, even though he himself is not actually convinced of it. He's like, pretty sure. And he's like, well, the woman had a ponytail, so that was Erica Kirk. And so the police report she actually shows, I guess, proves that Mitch slash Michael was on this base on the day that he said he was, and he was wandering around telling people that he was in the military in the 80s and that the cartel was after him, and he was acting so erratically, the authorities on the base were convinced he was a threat, detained him, and brought bomb-sniffing dogs to make sure he wasn't about to blow them up. So what is that proof of? That's proof he was at the base? Okay. Is it proof the meeting happened? No. If you did prove the meeting happened, would that prove anything? No. So what are we doing here? Am I the crazy one? Like, what are we doing here? I'll open up the phone lines for your calls in the last hour. Because obviously people want to talk about this. I'm getting all sorts of stuff on X. Apparently I'm gaslighting people. Apparently I'm going scorched earth on Candace. Candace has not presented anything. I'm sorry. I know you can watch her videos and think that she's saying things, but try to write down the claims she makes. Try to make sense of them. They don't make sense. And then you go, well, does she know she doesn't make sense? And she's just grifting? Or is all of this making sense in her head? Maybe. I don't know, man. But then, you know, you get people going, Candace, this is not helpful. It's not beneficial to anybody. You're really kind of putting a lot of people that don't deserve it in the crosshairs of a bunch of your followers. This just seems crazy. And it becomes, oh, here we see it. Here we see you call somebody crazy because this is a classic trick of psychiatry. This is very dangerous. He's now threatening Candace Owens. He's threatening Candace Owens to say that she needs to be put in a straitjacket. And it's like, how would you like us to respond? How would you like us to respond? Candace Owens isn't making any claims that are worth anything. She's not providing evidence of any of the claims she's making. But we should thank her and celebrate her for that. I mean, what should we do? Because if we say what she is saying is not true, we're Israel controlled. And it's like, but what she's saying is not true. So how is that helpful? How is it helpful if you're trying to get to the truth to have a bunch of nonsense about Brigitte Macron's penis thrown in the mix? Like, what are we talking about here? And it's especially crazy because it seems like every 3 days there's something new. And it's funny because I don't actually, like, I just see all this stuff going on in the background. I never talk about it on the show. I don't really interact with it online. But now that I'm talking about it, it's like, I don't see the value of any of this. Wasn't Candace Owens being hunted by some sort of professional assassin that had just moved in and got a job at a warehouse? What happened to that? Weren't we talking about that? Where did that go? What are we doing here? It's like every week there's some new bombshell thing that, again, it's like, what is the claim that we're making? There's not one. Okay. Great. Keep it up, I guess. Great. No, definitely not wasting your energy. Definitely not spinning your wheels, endlessly speculating on stuff that doesn't even matter, even if it's accurate. Great. Great. By the way, just since while I'm at it, as far as I understand, Candace Owens like really hated Charlie Kirk for the last like year of his life. And they have recordings of her. Anyway, I'll leave it there. But like, that to me was like learning that, and I learned it. I learned it from evidence of it. That was kind of the thing, because I was like, you know, as much as Candace Owens, like whatever, I didn't really care for a while. I mean, I still don't really care that much, except that making everybody else think that InfoWars has something to do with, I don't know, whatever. So I guess I have to talk about it. But like at least through all of it, it was like, hey, it's her friend, right? She's motivated by this like righteous indignation seeing, you know, the way this is being handled. So it's kind of like it doesn't even matter really if she gets things wrong. Her motivation is good. What's compelling her is, you know, love at the end of the day. But then it's like, no, actually they weren't friends, and all the text messages she reveals from Charlie are from 2018 for a reason. And she was like talking about tearing down TPUSA before he got assassinated. These are things that I've heard. These are allegations or speculations or rumors, I guess. But that to me was like, put a whole different perspective on it. Because again, even if she gets things wrong, even if she's a little bit too, you know, whatever, overreaching or whatever, it's like, well, if she's compelled by this like true, sincere love of Charlie and then their friendship, let her cook. And it's like, what if it's not motivated by that? Doesn't that put a whole different spin on the whole thing? I mean, what if they weren't close at the end of his life? What if people TPUSA are telling the truth? Harrison, you don't have to shut down every bombshell. Don't want the goys to get wise. Yes, sir, Commander. You got it. I'll just gaslight Candace Owens' audience, even though she's been doing this for 3 months and we've basically been supportive of her, but like she's saying things that aren't true. So then we're like, well, that's not true. And then they're like, you're controlled. And then we're like, no, we're not. And they're like, why are you trying to burn down Candace? We're like, well, she's just wrong about this. They're like, you're controlled by Jews. And we're like, but we're not, though. So it's extremely frustrating. And again, the reason it's so one of the main reasons so frustrating is because it genuinely doesn't matter if you can present them truth. It doesn't matter. So feels a bit like just waging an impossible war. I mean, I don't know. It's just like, for the last 3 years at this point, InfoWars has been dragged through the courts. Now, you might not know this about American courts, but they're public places, and our whole law and order system depends on the public appearance, the public display of evidence. And if you want to know about the InfoWars, you know, operation, you can see it in minute detail. It's all public. It's all been published. They took a fine-tooth comb through everything we've ever done. Do you think if there was a single dollar we'd received from a foreign entity, they would have let us get away with that? And do you ever stop to think about the fact that Alex Jones received all of the oppression, all of the lawsuits, I mean, just life destroyed, just brutalized. We've been brutalized by the biggest Jewish law firms in D.C., the very ones who are at this moment and for the entirety of Trump's second administration been writing the anti-Semitism laws. Those are the very people that came after us, despite the fact that Alex has never been anti-Semitic. Alex has never, you know, gone down that road or entertained those concepts. Not because he's not allowed to, he's not controlled to, because the same reason that you can't say Alex Jones is a racist. He doesn't entertain those ideas. It's actually a consistent moral way to conduct yourself and see the world. Does that ever enter into the calculus of these people who say Alex Jones is controlled by the Jews, or who say the Jews control everything and therefore Alex Jones is part of everything, so therefore he must control? Did you ever stop to wonder why they hate Alex Jones so much? Why they are so desperate to tear him down? Why they're so desperate to bend the laws and break rules and kick him off every social media platform all on the same day and hold Senate hearings where they're condemning him? And I mean, but he never talks about Jews. I'm not saying he never does, but that's not his thing, right? So maybe there's a different sort of calculus going on here. Maybe there's a different axis that these people are judging things on. Maybe they're going after the effective people, the people who have had success, the people who have actually changed the paradigm of the American political world and flipped it on its head. Yeah, maybe we have the track record, we have the evidence, we have the enemies to prove that we're the real deal. And anybody that wanted to verify that has more than enough evidence to come to a conclusion. And there's a distinct paucity of evidence, a complete absence of any tangible evidence whatsoever that Alex Jones is controlled by anybody. You can see all of our bank records. You can see all of everything. What do you see? You see people going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing products. You see that money being poured back into the operation. And so it goes on. That's it. That's the operation. That's how it works. It's very simple and easily provable. Disprove me. You think I'm lying, if you think I'm gaslighting, if you think I'm saying something wrong, go find me a scintilla of evidence of any claim about Alex Jones or InfoWars or any of us being controlled in any way. You'd think you'd be able to find something, right? It's like Alex Jones, legally beaten, left bankrupt, his kids' inheritance stolen from them, his parents' savings drained, leaving it all on the battlefield, only to have a bunch of scumbags claim actually you're in on it, actually you've been paid off. Like, wouldn't he be allowed to own a home? Wouldn't he go on vacation if that was the type of thing he did? Got paid off, got sold off. Can we just think about this stuff for a second before we make these claims?
Remember, you fund this operation. I'm very thankful to you, and I'm challenging you, those that have supported, love the products, and those that have never gotten the products, to do your Christmas shopping with us. If you get your orders in by Friday, you're guaranteed to get it way before Christmas anywhere in the United States. Okay, because we ship out like a day after the orders come in, and most of the country gets 2 days, the rest three, Hawaii or Alaska, I think it's like four. So get your orders in now. The biggest sale so far, 60% off on the ultramethylene blue, on the Shilajit, on the Irish sea moss, incredible super nutrient compounds that just blow you away. You owe it to yourself to get it. Our information's strong. You know that. The products are just as strong and just as powerful. I'm challenging you to support the broadcast. Those of you who have never gotten a supplement, go to the AlexJonesStore.com. Make the decision now. Get our ultramethylene blue. Get our Shilajit. Get our bovine colostrum. It's amazing. Experience it, and you're going to be hooked. And then we can continue on the air in a symbiotic relationship. But I need your help. Give yourself the gift of great health, clarity, and focus, and keeping powerful beacon of truth on the air, a 360 total win-win at thealexjonesstore.com. We also have limited edition fundraiser posters to keep us on the air at infowarsstore.com. I can't do this without you. You're not key. You're everything.
Well, hello there, Info Warriors. We are having a 60% off sale on selected items. Take a look behind me. We have the sea moss and Shilajit gummies. And you know, we have the medical grade methylene blue that will light your ass up like a Christmas tree. You can also buy one of me in the store. Act now while supplies last.
Yeah!
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.